Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
During what is, for now, our new normal, we're all having to adapt, whether it's working from home or doing without some of life's luxuries. We just need to get used to it. Let's talk about adapting with retired four-star Army General Stanley McChrystal. General McChrystal, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
As a decorated battlefield commander, you've had to adapt to quick changes. What advice can you give to people whose lives are being turned upside down?
Well, there are several pieces, and I would start with the fact that leadership fundamentals don't change. So just because the way you have to do business as a leader or organization, leaders maintain the responsibility to actually stand up and lead. The second thing I think is understand that the environment we're in now and probably for the future is going to be significantly different than what we had before. And that's going to be disorienting to your team. So a few things to think about. The first is understand how your organization used to work. Most leaders think that they do. Often we don't fully understand it as much as we pretend. But in the new normal, particularly work from home and things like this, it's going to require you to do some real thinking and reaching out to your team to understand how information's flowing, where decisions are being made, and things like that, so that you can do the kind of leadership and management that's involved. I think the last thing is that you're dealing with people. And although most leaders are a little bit older, more experienced, may have scar tissue from a previous crisis or two, young people may not have been through one. And so one of the things they need is a reassurance that although this is difficult, and I urge leaders to be candid with their team about that, they should also provide the realization that we're going to get through this. There's going to be a tomorrow. There's going to be a next year. And so what we have to do is commit ourselves to leaning in and doing it. But then leaders have got to reach out, because if you think much of the feedback and the confidence we got as young employees in any organization came from being around other employees and being around your leaders, those unspoken signals of whether you're doing a good job or not, the examples that you follow, suddenly when you're operating virtually, it's much harder to create that. And so leaders have got to be very sensitive to the fact that their individuals that they're leading can feel very isolated about now.
In the military, establishing a routine is important. You drill and you drill again and you drill again. Is establishing a routine equally important now for folks who find themselves, say, working from home?
Steve, I think it's even more important. First, the individual may be home. The kids may not be in school if it's out. The spouse may be at home as well. So the dynamics are different. There are going to be additional pressures. Additionally, for the organization, much of what happened in the normal headquarters or offices or wherever they worked was a rhythm that was very familiar to people. And so I'm a great advocate, established a very disciplined rhythm at the organizational level. Every day there ought to be a way, a forum in which everyone gets briefed on what's going on in the organization, what the context of the moment is. And then smaller groups have got to have similar updates. And then for individuals, having a real start time when you are ready to receive emails or chats or be on VTCs and when the end of the day is, because otherwise what can happen is we drift into this idea that we're 24/7. That'll burn people out and it'll make it really difficult to have predictability for everyone on the team.
I think a lot of us wonder, General, How resilient are we? Are you confident that we, and by we, I mean just average folks, can adapt to this new normal?
I think absolutely. But I think leaders have a big role in that. The first is to understand that because things are different, you've got to adjust the rules and the guidance a little bit. You've got to give people the ability to adjust how they do work, how you interface, what you expect from them. That's one thing. And then another is to give people the confidence that they can do things that they haven't done before. And even if they fail, they're going to feel like that is a learning experience. I can take that and I can adjust and I can move forward. The idea that we've got to produce exactly what we did before a month ago in exactly the same way, I think is unrealistic.
General, here in New York, the leader of our city, Mayor Bill de Blasio, has asked that the military be brought in to help deal with the coronavirus pandemic, handle things like logistics. What do you think of that idea?
Well, actually, I'm very supportive of what the mayor wants. I'd say, beginning, the military has got to be ready to defend our nation. So I would never move forces needed in the moment to do those things around the world. But we've got an awful lot of forces that are Americans. They would love to help. They would love the feeling that they are contributing right now to what needs to be done. New York City is the hardest hit place in the country right now. I lived there for a year. So I would say that most American soldiers would love the idea of being visible, feeling like they are contributing, and being part of the solution.
He earned 4 stars for his service in the United States Army. Retired General Stanley McChrystal. General, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Steve, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.